Former Vice President Joe Biden took his first real step out on the campaign trail on Tuesday as he made a speech in Philadelphia, addressing the issues raised by the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Biden denounced violence associated with protests in a number of cities, as he urged President Trump to do more to deal with questions of police brutality regarding minorities. Biden had been at his home in Delaware for over 2 months because of the coronavirus outbreak, as normal campaign events with big crowds remain on hold at this point. National Republicans look like they are ready to see if they can find another city to host the GOP convention in late August, as the governor of North Carolina has told them he cannot guarantee a convention in Charlotte without some coronavirus restrictions. Governors in Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee have all said they would be interested. In fact, GOP officials are reportedly going to Nashville tomorrow to scout out possible locations. The only thing I would say is that moving a giant gathering like a political convention in less than 2 months would certainly be a planning nightmare. The Senate will dig back into the Russia investigation today as the Senate Judiciary Committee starts hearings to investigate the investigators. Republicans argue it's a genuine search to find out if the Trump campaign was wrongly targeted by the FBI during the 2016 race for president. Democrats argue it's nothing but a political investigation started as a way to please President Trump, who in recent weeks has repeatedly raised the issue of Obamagate. The first witness today is Rod Rosenstein, the former Justice Department official who put Robert Mueller in charge of the Russia investigation.